This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Friday, January 16th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Farm Aid 2.0. Democrats warn on Farm Bill. And USDA data vacuum coming. Again, here's a programming note. Daybreak won't be published on Monday, January 19th, which is a federal holiday, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Supplemental farm aid under discussion. Key lawmakers are actively looking at injecting more money into the farm economy, possibly in an upcoming spending measure. House Agriculture Committee Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson of Pennsylvania met this week with Senate Ag Committee Chair John Bozeman of Arkansas, Senate Ag Appropriations Subcommittee Chair John Hovind of North Dakota, talking about the issue. One source familiar with the Wednesday meeting confirmed that a figure of about $15 billion in additional aid was under discussion, a figure first reported by Politico. Another source described the meeting as, quote, more of an exchange of information on what everyone is hearing from stakeholders and how we ensure administratively and potentially legislatively that adequate support is delivered to farm country in a timely manner. Now, take note. Farm groups sent a letter to House and Senate ag leaders appealing for more assistance. The letter does not suggest a specific amount. In addition to continuing to pursue federal policies to increase long-term domestic demand for U.S. agriculture commodities, we urge Congress to provide immediate economic support to fill in the gap of remaining losses for both field and specialty crop farmers, the letter says. Democrat Craig warns GOP over farm bill, quote, poison pills. House Ag's top Democrat, Angie Craig of Minnesota, says Republicans need to pursue a clean farm bill or risk problems moving the measure to the House floor. Craig said yesterday potential poison pills include any language saying that federal pesticide law preempts state law liability claims related to label warnings. In addition to making it tough to get support from Democrats, such as a provision would put Republicans under, quote, tremendous pressure from the Make America Healthy Again movement if preemption for pesticides is included in their farm bill, Craig told reporters yesterday at a news conference that to unveil plans for legislation to provide $29 billion in additional economic aid to struggling farmers. Keep in mind, passing a farm bill will be very difficult to do this year, but the debate does give Democrats and Republicans a chance to position for midterms. Bozeman, farmers need to expand domestic market. The Senate Ag Committee chair says his committee will focus on ways to expand markets for U.S. farmers and reduce the need for government assistance. We're in a really serious problem right now, Bozeman says in a joint AgriPulse Newsmakers interview for the committee's ranking member, Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota. If you're planting something, you're probably losing money because of a lack of demand for the product. We don't have the markets that we need. We need to increase our markets overseas, but we also need domestic markets too. He continues, what we'd like to do is get some experts who can give us some ideas and see if we can make it such that we are not dependent on these government interventions. Klobuchar and Bozeman both say farmers need additional aid to go with the $12 billion the Trump administration has already announced. Craig and Thompson are on Newsmakers this week from the American Farm Bureau Federation annual meeting in Anaheim, California. Newsmakers will post later today at AgriPulse.com. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Dairy Management Incorporated serves America's 34,000 plus dairy farmers and dairy importers by managing research and marketing programs aimed at promoting dairy consumption and protecting the good image of dairy farmers, dairy products, and the dairy industry. Funded entirely by dairy farmers, DMI has distinguished itself as a strategic consultant and valuable resource to businesses and organizations in the food and beverage sector that seek to increase sales and raise their image through the innovative use of dairy and dairy ingredients.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Former ERS administrator warns of impending data vacuum. USDA staffing cuts are compromising its ability to provide the high-quality data needed to shape policy and business decisions. So says former Economic Research Administrator Spiro Stefanow. In a new report, Stefanow says the Trump administration staffing cuts have complicated data collection, which was already facing challenges from falling budgets and inefficient processes. Stefanow says ERS lost 27% of its staff in FY25, while the National Ag Statistics Service lost 40%. The consequences will worsen data quality and supply of many products, Stefanow said. Stefanow was administrator from 2020 to 2025 and spent several months as acting deputy undersecretary for research, education, and economics before leaving the post in September, according to this LinkedIn page. Stefanow says without reliable data, the vacuum will be filled with incomplete databases that will be poor substitutes for federal sources they replace. Take note, Stefanow's report comes on the heels of the American Statistical Association's warning in December that the federal statistical system is facing, quote, unprecedented strain. Soybean processing key for reducing trade vulnerabilities, says top White House aide. Increasing U.S. soybean crushing volumes would reduce the sector's reliance on China as an ag export market and boost supply chain security, President Donald Trump's top trade aide says. In an op-ed for The Hill, White House Senior Counselor for Trade and Manufacturing Peter Navarro says U.S. agriculture has a structure vulnerability. We export whole beans, low-value bulk commodities, while foreign processors capture the higher-value soybean oil and meal, he wrote yesterday. That structure leaves U.S. farmers overly dependent on foreign buyers and allows Beijing to push the cancel button. Devin Mogler, president and CEO of the National Oilseed Processors Association, told AgriPulse in an email he agrees that biofuel policies to prioritize domestic feedstocks can erode China's leverage over the U.S. while benefiting livestock farmers. Since the first trade war with China, our industry has invested over $6 billion to expand crushing capacity by over 25%, providing strong and reliable markets for soybean farmers, Mogler says. Today, we have the capacity to process 3 out of every 5 rows of U.S. soybeans right here at home. Comer, hemp growers urge delay of provisions limiting THC. Kentucky Republican James Comer is rallying support for delaying new rules governing hemp growers. They say the new rules are making it difficult for them to sell their crop. At an event on Capitol Hill yesterday, Comer told congressional staff and hemp growers that it's essential to get a bill he introduced with Representative James Baird of Indiana attached to a larger piece of legislation, such as a potential continuing resolution. The bill would extend by 2 years the effective date of the legislation included in the last CR, which would limit the amount of THC per container of hemp-derived products, such as gummies. We have been grounded by that bill that they passed, and we just need some time to get legislation together that'll give us guidelines to go by, North Carolina hemp grower Randy Gray told AgriPulse. Gray said he now has about 90,000 pounds of hemp worth about $350,000 he's not been able to sell. Here's today's final word. Farmers are hurting and people keep saying, well, there's great agriculture deals being made. Yeah, I keep hearing about it, but nobody's buying it. You're not seeing soybeans being purchased. That's the number one issue right now. That's the word of Representative Don Bacon of Nebraska. Well, that's Daybreak for this Friday, January 16th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Alley.